Donald Trump supporters expect him to carry out his campaign promises. I expect him to move quickly with his rock the boat agenda, said Republican Senator David Vitter of Louisiana. By rock the boat, Vitter means making changes sure to upset people who liked the way things were done in the past. A Los Angeles Times public opinion study taken before the election found only 43% of Trump supporters expected him to win. But now that he is president-elect, Trump supporters expect him to act on his campaign promises and to do so quickly.
Roy Beck heads Numbers USA. It is a group in Virginia that supports limits on immigration and efforts to reduce illegal immigration. Politicians often make promises that they do not act on, Beck said. But dealing with illegal immigration was so much a part of Trump's campaign and a large reason why many people voted for him. He has to act. However, Beck does not expect Trump to order the removal of all 11 million undocumented immigrants, as he once proposed during his campaign. The focus will be on how to get Americans into jobs, Beck said. Beck argues many jobs are going to immigrants and that the numbers of both legal and illegal immigrants should be reduced.
Robert Jeffress is minister at the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. He campaigned for Trump. Jeffress said Trump will appoint Supreme Court justices who will vote to overturn a 1973 ruling that gave women the right to an abortion. Jeffress believes Trump is more committed than previous Republican presidents, including Ronald Reagan, to limiting the number of abortions. During the campaign, Trump often used harsh criticism to describe his opponents. He regularly called his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton "Crooked Hillary." He called Republican primary opponent Ted Cruz "Lying Ted." Jeffress does not expect those kinds of personal attacks to continue. I think people are going to be surprised at the difference between candidate Trump and President Trump, Jeffress told VOA.
David Vitter is leaving the U.S. Senate just as Trump becomes president. Vitter said Trump has a good chance to win passage of proposals to cut back on government regulations and better enforce immigration laws. That is because he will have a Republican-controlled Congress. But Vitter also wants Trump to push an issue not popular with Republican or Democratic members of Congress. Vitter has long proposed limiting how long a member of Congress can serve, or term limits. Trump took up the Vitter proposal during his campaign for president. Trump said term limits are a good way to make sure politicians represent the people, not special interests.
Catherine Stelmach of Florida told Reuters she expects Trump to move forward with all his major promises. That includes a promise to be the greatest jobs president that God has ever created. And if he doesn't, we will hold his feet to the fire, she said. By holding his feet to the fire, Stelmach means protesting if Trump does not carry out campaign promises. Some Trump supporters say they have friends who do not share their good opinions of Trump. Zach Bartman is a junior at Gettysburg College in Pennsylvania. He has watched students at some American universities and high schools take to the streets to protest Trump's victory. I have a friend who is gay and very liberal and very upset and worried about what Trump will do as president, Bartman said. I told him not to worry. I think Trump will be the most pro-gay president ever.
After the election, Trump described same-sex marriage as settled law. In effect, Trump was saying the 2015 Supreme Court ruling that states cannot stop same-sex couples from marrying is unlikely to change. But many people who supported Democrat Hillary Clinton for president are worried. A new Gallup poll said 75% of Clinton supporters said they were less confident in Trump's ability to serve as president than they were during the campaign. The same study said 51% of U.S. adults described themselves as more confident in Trump after the election. Since the presidential vote, Trump has taken steps to reassure opponents. I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans, and this is so important to me, Trump said in his victory speech last week.
But some said naming Stephen Bannon to a top White House position was a bad sign. The Anti-Defamation League, an activist group, said Bannon ran a conservative news service that provided a platform for anti-Muslim extremists. Trump aides said Bannon is a smart political advisor who does not hold negative views of Muslims and Jews, as some critics claim. 95% of Republicans told Gallup that they are more confident since the November 8th election in Trump's abilities. One of those expressing confidence is Robert Stranieri, a Republican from Staten Island, New York. Stranieri said he got to know Trump as a successful New York businessman. We have a president-elect who is a doer and knows how to get things done, Stranieri said. I think he can get a lot of things done quickly. Trump takes office on January 20th, 2017. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Bruce Alpert.